This is Aaron Miller, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, a bailout for Hillary, maybe. President Obama stumped for Hillary Clinton for the first time Tuesday, saying he was ready to pass her the baton. But Larry Wilmore jokes that Obama should check his pockets because Clinton, in her zeal to get to the White House, might have already taken it. Listen to him, Conan O'Brien, and Trevor Noah in today's Punchlines.
I'm having a little morning Joe, watching a little morning Joe, and I had a little moment of, whoa. Guys, they put together a montage of Hillary's statements about her emails from a year ago with the FBI director's statements from yesterday. Whoo, enjoy.
I thought it would be easier to carry just one device.
She also used numerous mobile devices to send and to read email.
So that the emails were immediately captured and preserved.
There was no archiving at all of her emails.
There were no security breaches.
It is possible that hostile actors gained access.
There is no classified materials.
110 emails contain classified information.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Today, Donald Trump met with 200 House Republicans who were described as nervous. Yeah, and following the meeting, many of them were described as Democrats. They had completely switched.
The FBI announced the results of its investigation, and because it was such a huge moment in the presidential race, everyone was going to be watching FBI Director James Comey, and you could see that he knew it.
This is going to be an unusual statement in at least a couple of ways. First, I'm going to include more detail about our process than I ordinarily would. And second, I have not coordinated this statement or reviewed it in any way with the Department of Justice or any other part of the government. They do not know what I'm about to say.
What are you going to say? What are you going to say?
Wait a second. They do not know what I'm going to say. Even I don't know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's right. As if we all weren't anxious enough about it, Comey had to build the suspense up. He straight up sea-crested the entire announcement. Whatever you watch, he's like, and the charges will or will not be announced right after this.
Donald Trump got in some hot water for saying nice things about Saddam Hussein. Did you hear that? He did. He said some nice things. Yeah, Donald Trump now is saying the media took his praise of Saddam Hussein, quote, out of context. Yes. Trump also said the media misinterpreted his 5-star Amazon review of Mein Kampf. So, yeah, he said that was completely...
It's a page-turner.
Give it to us straight. What are the charges?
We are expressing to justice our view that no charges are appropriate in this case.
What, that's it? No, that's it? After all the suspense and build-up, no charges, nothing? You're not even gonna tase her? Nothing?
Man, this does not look good for Hillary, you know? She needs something big to distract her from all this, you know? And you know what I always say, when you want to distract, always go black.
Please join me in welcoming the President of the United States, Barack Obama!
Oh my God, look how happy she is. I've never seen her so relieved, right? Yes, the boss is here to bail you out, Hillary. I mean, look at that smile. She's like a YouTube baby watching a dog pop bubbles, right? In this analogy, Hillary is the baby. I just want to clear that up, just so you know. Just so you know.
Hey, Bernie Sanders is in the news. Bernie Sanders is reportedly going to endorse Hillary Clinton next week. Yeah. 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 Bernie said I was going to do it sooner, but I thought I'd wait till everyone hated me.
But the president made it really clear that he is with her.
I have run my last campaign. And I couldn't be prouder of the things we've done together, but I'm ready to pass the baton. And I know that Hillary Clinton is going to take it.
You believe she's going to take it? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You don't have to pass the baton, Mr. President. In fact, you might want to check your pockets right now. Make sure you still have the baton. What happened to my baton, you guys?
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.